Hey there! Welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Now today, you guys, as I was reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, I was looking at Psalm 144, and I got to the very last verse, and that's the very last verse in the last passage in our reading plan, and it said this in verse 15, "Blessed are the people to whom such blessings fall," and he just got through sharing a ton of the blessings of knowing the Lord. It says, "Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord." And you know what? It just got me into a place of worship, you know? And I was just like, wow, we are so blessed to have God. We're so blessed to know the Lord. And then that brought me to a place where I wanted to like dive into just worshiping Jesus on a Christmas morning. And so I went into Isaiah 9:6, and then actually a whole, you know, a special episode came out of it. So rather than actually giving you guys a different episode here for episode 360, I'm going to give you the special Christmas episode that I gave to my Unshackled Network. And I know we talked Christmas yesterday, but you know what? It's just the day after. We can do more. And I think it was a great message that I think it would bless all of you guys today. So here is the only time I'm doing this, where I'm giving you something a little different for the Five by the Fire today. All right, enjoy. Hey, you guys, Unshackled Network. I am so excited that today is Christmas. It's finally here. And while this isn't the day that Jesus technically was born, it's the day that we have collectively set aside to memorialize, to remember, to celebrate the actual historical day when Jesus came and the game was changed forever. You guys, I'm so excited. Now, I've already released an episode on the Five by the Fire podcast for Christmas as we went along in the McShane Bible reading plan, but you know what? I woke up this morning stirred up to get into God's word for something special for Christmas, and he just keeps bringing me back to the classic prophetic statement from the prophet Isaiah. And I just want to walk through that really quickly and remind us of what it is that God did, what he ushered in when Jesus came into our human history. Okay, so let's look at Isaiah chapter 9. We're actually going to start at verse 2. And it says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." You guys know this. You yourselves have walked in darkness for a time. For some of us, it's been extended lengths of time. Years. For me, 30 years where I walked according to my own ways, and I was a son of darkness, right? But then it said, "For those who walked in darkness, they've seen a great light." As Jesus enters in, there's the possibility of light, and there's hope of a future, right? A light has shone on them. Okay, then he goes on. "You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor you have broken as on the day of Midian." So he's talking about an actual day that is happening and a day that is to come where oppression shall cease. You guys know this right now. There are many right now who are experiencing significant oppression, right? There are many that might not even realize the spiritual oppression that they're engaging with. And we are reminded that through Christ, all oppression shall cease, right? We're even told that in Jesus, right, that the yoke is easy and the burden is light. That's why we work. That's why we sweat, so that people can experience freedom in Christ. We're the Unshackled Network. And here in verse 4, he's saying, "The yoke of his burden, the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken." He's broken it. All right, let's continue on. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. War is ending. War is ending. And here's why. Verse 6. For to us a child is born. To us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, and on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. You guys, with justice and with righteousness, the Lord is ushered into our world. Jesus is born in the most humble, vulnerable of means as a little baby, right? Ushering in hope and faith. You guys, but I want to rest on for a minute those four descriptors, right? It's so important that we recognize the identity of God, right? Because through recognizing who he is, we get a better, clearer picture of who we are in him. So let's look at the identity of God and what he ushered in, these characteristics, these reminders of what is necessary. He ushered in through him. He said that he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Wonderful Counselor. Like a counselor is someone who's going to teach you, who's going to walk alongside you and show you the way. A counselor is someone you go to when you're struggling and you need help and you're seeking wisdom, right? Wisdom. God reminds us here that he is going to be ushering in wisdom. Come on, Proverbs 3, starting in verse 5. We usually stop at 6, but I want to go all the way through 8. Reminds us about wisdom. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Come on, not your own wisdom. Don't lean on your wisdom, but on God's wisdom. Trust in him. It says, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Here it is. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh. Come on, you guys, in this time of COVID, in this season of sickness and death, do we not need healing? Not only spiritual, but he's promising healing for your flesh. Refreshment to your bones, it says. And what will be that? The wisdom of the Lord, leaning on him. Not being wise in our own eyes. When he says he's the Wonderful Counselor, he's letting us know in him is the wisdom that we need. We need God's wisdom. What does he also say? Not only is he a Wonderful Counselor, he is the Mighty God. He is the Mighty God. We have so many passages throughout scripture that remind us about the power of God. And I think we get it twisted sometimes. Related even to the way we look at God's wisdom and our wisdom, we think we're so wise. We do the same thing with strength. The same thing with power and might. We focus on our own power and might, our own natural resources. And we look to see what we have, and that's the end of the story, and we forget. It's never been about what we have. It's about what we have in him. Come on, somebody. As we look at Zechariah 4, verse 6, this is something that we actually read recently in the Five by the Fire podcast. But in verse 6, as through the prophet Zechariah, God is actually talking to some of the folks that are tasked with rebuilding the temple. Right. And they would be tempted to look at what they have, their own strength, their own abilities. And he says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Spirit, our mighty God, you guys, he has amazing power, infinite power, everlasting power that is waiting, ready to usher into our situations as we look away from our own might and our own power and we seek his that comes in through his Spirit. You guys know that his Spirit, if you are in Christ, dwells within you. And it's not by your own resources, not by your strength, not by your bank account, but by his Spirit, the indwelling Spirit, that you will overcome, that you will achieve great success, not by the world's standing, but by his judgment, right? That is what we get in Christ. That is what he ushered in as he was born, this mighty God, the one with all power and all might. Then it says that he is the everlasting Father, our everlasting Father and our Prince of Peace. Let's look at that real quick. Prince of Peace. I mean, peace has been something that, you guys, is hard to come by, especially in these times, right? It seems like it's just over there. It's not here. It's over there. But you guys, if you are in Christ, it should be right here. It should be sitting within you. And I know it's hard to remember sometimes, especially in difficult times, but we got to remember he is our Prince of Peace, right? The one who ushers in this peace that passes all understanding, right? That's what Philippians 4 tells us, right? Philippians 4, 6 through 7, we're reminded that in God, we are to not be anxious. It says, do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And then what? And the peace of God, this is verse 7, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Don't we need that peace? Don't we need the peace that surpasses all understanding to guide our hearts in Christ Jesus? You guys, that is what he brought in when he was born. And then we're reminded of the peace that he gives us. In John 14, verse 27, he says, peace I leave with you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. So let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. The world's coming for y'all. I'm just letting you know. The world is trying to take us out. The enemy is trying to take us out, and he will use by any means necessary, right? But God reminds us, and we have the physical representation, the Prince of Peace born into our broken humanity, reminding us, don't let your heart be troubled, neither be afraid, but embrace him, right? He's got the peace. He's got the peace. He's left us with the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that only he can give, that the world could try, but would always fail. So we need to embrace and receive this Prince of Peace today on this Christmas morn. And then he said, before even the Prince of Peace, he said he was the everlasting Father. I wanted to end with that thought because there's the eternal understanding of the love of God. When we think of a father in the sense that it was created to be, it should be a loving protector, a shepherd who shepherds over our hearts and our lives with love. That is who our God is. That is who our God is. And we're reminded of this throughout Scripture. But specifically in 1 John, we see tons of the understanding of the love of God. And I love in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, he just simply says this. It summarizes it in who he is and who we are. It says, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. And so we are. We are God's children. He has given us a great love. The love that pulls us out of darkness, right? That has shown us a great light. A love that continues to point us to wisdom and understanding. A love that fills us up with strength and power, right? Through his Spirit. And a love that just covers us in peace. It's a love that will be with us always. It's a love that we should carry into the rest of this season and into 2022. The love of the Father is for you. It's for us all. And Unshackled Network, I want to encourage you today that that love, the love that God has planned for us all, that love will protect and keep you in Christ Jesus forevermore. He's an everlasting Father. So no matter what happens in the days and weeks to come, reflect on his love. Remember his love. And I know that you will continue to walk in the joy, the peace, the wisdom, the strength that he has planned for us all. Let me pray for you on this Christmas day and pray that not only you will continue to embrace this, but that you will live it out to a watching world that needs to see a great light. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for you. We thank you for the joy of Christmas, for the opportunity to remember and reflect on the wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We thank you that you've given us the child Jesus and that he grew up into the man that went to the cross and died for our sins. Oh God, we thank you for that great gift. And through that, we now experience your presence with us always through your Spirit, Lord God. We can come to you before you right now boldly in prayer and say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we ask, Lord God, that you would strengthen us. And that you would continually give us peace. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. All right, you guys, Merry Christmas. Have a Happy New Year. And I can't wait to see you again soon. All right. Be blessed and be a blessing.